that's a lot of like decisions. And like right now at this point in life, I'm not good at making decisions. I'm trying to play B right now. Cause I like graduating kind of has me in this weird confusion, depression, like just, I don't, it's just like.
You're saying a lot without saying nothing and you're fucking killing me right now.
So since I graduated, there's been like this, you know, overwhelming, like, where are you going to find the next job? Uh-huh. Like, the next job to be able to actually pay you well? Are you going to have to do one job or are you going to have to do two jobs? You know how stressful two jobs is going to be, being an entrepreneur and having to do a social life and having to fucking make sure everything is good at home? It's a lot of, and that's not even, that's the bare minimum, okay? I got so much anxiety right now, it's not even funny. And I think it's just kind of causing me to like sit in this like my body weighs a ton kind of emotion or kind of feeling, mm-hmm. where it's just kind of hard to physically like get up and move because the depression, like it feels like it weighs
the same as
yeah
you're stuck
and it's so weird. Basically, I've been like thinking about where am I gonna be in 5 years with this current job that I have. How am I going to add on podcasting clients and audio production clients onto my job that I have right now so that I can actually make a living that's enough for me to put money in my savings, do some fun things, not have to live paycheck to paycheck? Like, yeah, it's a lot of just like, what are we going to do?
Pressure.
And so,
yeah,
I think I have a solution though. I think I have a solution.
I feel like this goes back to like the last time we were talking and how that trans man could not enjoy the feat of being on the cover.
1,000%. 1,000%. Because I wish I could sit here and be like, yeah, I just graduated. Like, that's crazy. You know how many masculine people graduate? You know how many people go back to school and graduate? Like, it's so hard. But as soon as I graduated, I was like, all right, cool. What that depression do, though? What that depression mouth do, though? Like, it's so fucking
It's the what's next instead of congratulating, like sitting in the achievement. Now it's like, what's next? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep being told that I need to stop doing that.
It's hard not to.
It's like, everybody hard because it's like, I'm not where I want to be. And they're like, it's fine. It's okay. Exactly. You're going to get there. Just relax and, you know, be happy. It'll help you get there faster. And I'm like, I feel like you're lying.
I feel that. I'm on your side.
You're lying.
I'm on your side. I don't,
if I slow what down.
What are they snorting to make them have this relaxed sense of just, we're going to make it. It's like, bruh, I woke up this morning with three thoughts. My three first thoughts were, how are we going to get this money? How are we going to get this money so Wix doesn't have to, you know, live paycheck to paycheck? And how are we going to get this money so we can start sending money back to our family? Like, immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't just tell all three of those, like, that's fine. Just, like, relax.
It's okay.
Just, like, it's fine. Just, like, go drink some lemonade, bro. Like, it's not that deep. Like, nah, that's not how.
It is, but it's not. Because, okay, so the people telling me this are actually, like, every time I meditate, every time I do a tarot thing, whatever. So it's like spiritual, the fuck do you call it? Like my spirit team, there you go. I know, man, I can't think.
Okay.
So they're like, just chill. And I've been low, so I know it will get better when I stop stressing about it. And it will come to me when I stop stressing about it. But again, I have no running car. I need a running car. I don't have this house. I need this house. Mm-hmm. And I wake up and I'm like, they keep telling me I'll make enough money. How can I make more money? Need to make more money. I also need to get more organized. So I need to meet the expectations of my spiritual team that will not stop harassing me, as well as this world that we live in, which will not stop fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, take care of the dog, take care of these kids. Be alive, but also love myself and take care of myself. I'm like, oh, damn, this is too much.
It's like, I don't know, people with like darker skin too, it's just more difficult because of the resources that we actually have access to. and the people depending on us, bruh, mm-hmm. if all that could like decrease too, that would make it a little easier.
The pressure,
yeah, but the pressure
is harder.
It's intense, and I feel you because I haven't seen my family in 2 years. Like I haven't seen their faces in 2 years. I also live, I'm the one living paycheck to paycheck, by the way. Wix is not living paycheck to paycheck. Like, if I was not in the picture, she'd be good. Like, having me in the picture definitely makes the whole thing more stressful. And so, like, there's just that pressure where it's like, you just got done, you know? So you mm-hmm. have this time. You better use it. And you better make it.
Make exactly. it worth it. Yeah.
Exactly. So you know what the solution is? I'm doing OnlyFans and not just, you know, me. But anyway, yeah. So I'm starting to OnlyFans.
And I feel like when people say that, the mind goes to one thing and one thing only. But I know there are people that are using it as a platform for other things.
Exactly. And so I've been doing research. I've been doing research over the last like couple mm-hmm. days on what my specific, you know, end is going to be. Because I'm not trying to like put full sex up on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe not yet, because like that may end up being a thing. I have thought about it. But you can't just expect to go up on there, not have a plan, and have people subscribe to your page that doesn't have a plan. So I've been trying to like really kind of figure out what my...
As far as content yeah. goes, because it's content. Mm-hmm. So I initially, when I heard about that, it was because people were doing like sex, porn, whatever, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But then I found out there's some people who just have like a fan base. And mm-hmm. so it's more like if you want more exclusive content compared to what you can see on my Instagram or my TikTok, subscribe to my OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. So apparently there's people there yeah. crocheting, and I was like, that's wild. Is she naked? No, she just crocheting. That's interesting.
Okay. And then, like, there's different layers, too. I bet there are people that crochet in lingerie that don't get fully naked. And I bet there's people that crochet fully naked.
I mean, like, outside, like, I thought it was strictly, like, a sexual thing. But some people are using it outside of that.
Yeah.
Just as I thought it was like, you are, like, you're already following me on YouTube. You're already following me on Instagram. If you want, like, members-only content
mm-hmm.
that's not sexual, it's just... continuing what they already do, you know,
mm-hmm.
pay for this membership and you'll get like content that nobody else can see on my free stuff. And I thought that was really clever because
it's really clever.
I thought that was interesting. I mean, it's not beneficial to me in any way because I just hate.
Nah, I feel you. It's a way to make the site like really multifaceted and have it be useful and accessible to a lot of different people and different like mm-hmm. sectors of, you know, entertainment and shit. I've actually used it for people's comedy specials before. Whitney Cummings, she's like one of my favorite comedians. Like probably always going to be one of my favorite comedians. Her podcast is fire too. She did a special. Instead of doing one on Netflix or Amazon or whatever, she did one on OnlyFans. And nice. they backed her entire production. And they were like, hey, if you do your production with us, we'll pay for this amount of coverage. We'll pay for this production if you do it with us. And then we'll also sell it back to you at this clip so that you also get paid. You know? So this, yeah.
Mm, that's better than what, like, Netflix specials and.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a whole new like, level of shit. That's great.
Plus, on the other hand, too, there are just different aspects of this that I never really thought about. If you put sex back into the equation, there's a lot of people in unhappy marriages that will have, they'll be married to somebody and they'll be like, I kind of want to experience like what the other side, the literal other side of life would be. What does that person look like? Let me try to find what they look like on OnlyFans, subscribe to them so that I can get entertained in that way inside of my marriage. Or, right, they can do it.
Nothing.
I mean, they're gonna do it either way. Texas just banned Pornhub. I heard Wix told me this like this.
The fuck is still
like,
using Pornhub.
This afternoon. I mean, trust me, people still using Pornhub. Like, and so the people that are still using Pornhub, they still have to find sites to get their itch off.
Right.
Right? You can go back to the 90s sites, you know what I'm saying, with the tubes, or you can go way forward, you know what I'm saying, and like just do OnlyFans and try to like figure out your way to get your itch like that, which like, I don't know. I'm starting to understand why OnlyFans is profitable and why they have the platform that they do, because the world is shitty, for one. For two, the world is super devoid of decent communication, empathy, and stuff like that. Like, and the crazy thing about it too, last week we were talking about how there's no sense of community for men, essentially, right? On OnlyFans, there's a bunch of community for men on there, because every single creator essentially has control of their entire community. So they facilitate whatever kind of vibe they want to give to the people subscribing to them, basically. So if there's somebody on there, which like me, I'm definitely going to be on there caring about people's emotions and caring about more than just like, you know, like materialistic stuff. Some of the research that I was doing too, they were talking about making the content that you post more personal, so people get to know the real you, mm-hmm. instead of what does my body look like? Mm-hmm. And that leads to more, you know, success. I mean,
it leads into the character.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've literally been over here like, okay. I think I see a character in mind now. Like, I felt like real shit. So I think my aim, for starters, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that my dreadlocks are... my dreadlocks. I've never had hair that looks like this before, and like, this is my favorite style of hair that I've ever had, so that definitely accentuates my vibe and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Especially if nobody's ever met me before. There was a video on YouTube that was talking about how there's not really a whole lot of masculine people doing underwear modeling type stuff on OnlyFans, and I was like,
idea. There is
no... Oh, is that for real? That's how... That's,
are you that's saying there's a demand?
Are you saying there's a demand for confident people who just like to put on underwear, get a little oily, and show people, you know what I'm saying, like some personal vulnerable shit? That's already what I do essentially anyway. Like, I feel like the podcast is more personal than doing that. That's just like, okay, this is just my body. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with this. Just put this out. So
just take requests.
Yeah.
What color? That's like, what kind?
That's gonna be a thing too. I didn't realize. I think like 50% of the boxers that I have are like tighter fit. So I can actually use that.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. Your boxers are only gonna last for like, I don't know, it's not gonna last long. Think about it.
That's the point.
You're gonna need briefs. You're gonna need lace.
Oh yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Every type of male and woman's underwear, you're gonna need it. And you especially need to invest in garters, because I know you're gonna fucking love this. And garters and the thigh stockings.
That is so true. Also, I didn't even think about women's underwear. That is a good fucking idea. Are you fucking kidding me? You didn't? That is such a good idea, because I was just talking to Wix. I was like, if I do this, I'm not just gonna like, you know, market myself to straight people. Like, I'm doing the whole thing. I don't care what sex you are. If you want to subscribe, like,
straight people would love to see that shit too.
Exactly. So I'm like, garters, women's underwear, like that's definitely gonna hit. Yeah. Thank you. And I appreciate that.
If you ever get enough money, the male corsets.
Mm-hmm.
With the under... Yes.
Yeah.
Get the male corset with like a matching... like the female boy shorts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the garters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And like... going out in nature too, that's also going to be an aspect of it, because like, I kind of can't help it. The amount that I'm going to be outside this year. Like... that's a wasted opportunity if I don't just drop them every once in a while and just check out some new underwear that I just conveniently found out in the forest.
That's wild. That would make me stop watching. Just because I'm like, you nasty. And not even a good kind of nasty. You nasty. I don't want that.
Damn.
Don't
touch me. You found underwear in the forest and you just had to put those on.
All right, hobo.
You put on 500 year boxers. That's nasty.
Even if it looks clean and new, I'm still going to be like, the thought. You lost
me.
No,
I feel that. You're right. Touche.
Jesus Christ. I just found these here. Yeah, please don't. So my question. Mm-hmm. Do you start each one off with the strip tease? Or do you just start it off with like bare chest and like this? And then you slowly, you know, you start the conversation and you slowly like step back and ease them into it.
Nah, it's definitely going to be a lot more like teasing nature to it for sure. Because like I'm a tease in general. So I'm not just going to like hop on and be like, oh my God, let me... Here's it. Here it is. I just present myself. No, the move, you know what I'm saying? We were just thinking about this too. So I was wearing a robe the other day and I was wearing a bonnet and I was wearing a nice pair of like yellow shorts. They were short shorts. And so when I was running this whole scheme through my head, I was like kind of seeing how it would play through if I kind of promoted my stuff on Instagram and then took people from Insta to my actual page. Mm-hmm. And it would basically be like kind of a striptease, but kind of walking on a tightrope, walking straight towards the camera with that confidence in your face and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And you start off by
like
taking
a runway,
off the robe.
Mm-hmm. But a striptease.
Drop the robe, you
and
know?
You should play your own music. That way you can up your music as well.
You already know. You already know what the motherfucker is.
I'm telling you. I'm so good with this. I just can't wait to have my brothel.
We can end the episode talking about new experiences of finally being E&M and like getting to experience things fully this time. Like there's nothing being held back. And it's really nice because that's on Wix's agenda too. She's actually out on a date, which I think that's pretty fucking cool. And I've been like really excited for her to like have this kind of date because
what kind of date? What do you mean?
Well, not kind of date, but just like be like, I wanted her to have a crush on somebody that had a crush on her back that basically represented a lot of the things that Wix has been manifesting, essentially.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. And it's somebody that's just going to be like very, you know, bona fide in their stance, somebody that's stoic, somebody that is extraordinarily brave, courageous, somebody already in their shit so mm-hmm. that they can teach her how to be in her shit and how to like basically have comfort while maintaining your shit. And also somebody that tested her in a way that was beneficial to her. Like, that's really important when you're dating. You don't have to have somebody test you when you're dating. Like, that's a choice.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see her excited about hanging out with this person. You know, like there was some stressful things about her previous situation that didn't allow her to be fully in it. Okay. You know, she didn't really get to experience a whole lot of like new relationship energy, a whole lot of excitement when she's going to hang out with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what that person was able to resonate in her by being receptive, you know, giving their background to her in a mm-hmm. different way than she's ever experienced. It's cool, man. And like the person that she's interested in is mixed. So there's like some melanin that's inside of the person that she's interested in. So I'm like, bit. Like, hell yeah.
There's some melanin there.
I don't know. It's just something about it. But yeah, so that's been pretty cool because she was actually supposed to have two dates today, but one of them
in one day.
Exactly. Damn. And I told her last night, I was actually kind of poking fun with her a little bit last night and a little bit
you
this
went
morning.
From none like, to two in one day. Jesus Christ.
I know. Okay. I was like, damn, look at you with two dates in one day.
Big
like,
pimping.
I know. And she was like, is there something wrong with it? I was like, no, absolutely not.
Want to be my wingman? Shit. Yeah. How about? I'm talking shit.
She was also like, man, the last couple of months, like, we've really had some talks where, like, we actually see each other and shit like that.
That's beautiful.
And she said something to me, like, about a week ago. And it was funny because, like, I can tell by her telling this joke, she's normalizing some shit that I really need. And she's also seeing me for the value that I have. Aww. And she was like, we were talking about the E&M experiences that we had last year compared to this year. And we were talking about my summer that I had last year. And she was like, yeah, I just, like, had to come to terms with it because, like, you pull bitches. And I was like...
Funny.
You know, like,
he's so foolish, not... too, really.
And like, she's not wrong. Like, I just know how to do it in a not dickish way, and it's literally just acting like I don't want to fuck anybody. It's just
acting,
getting to know people. Yeah, it's getting to know people on, like, a real fucking level.
Acting like that's not true, but I'm pretending like it.
I mean, like, yeah, definitely, like. Definitely. For some people, like, I don't know.
That's if manipulative.
It's definitely not. It's literally knowing to not put that on the table for the first couple
times
you interact. No, not just the first thing. Like, I'm like that for the first couple things. Like, I need to know access to your brain first before I'm like, we can take it there. You know?
Okay.
Like, that's my style of it. So, yeah. It's been pretty sweet. And on my end, it's been nice to, like, actually come back after dates and talk about my dates with Wix and exchange ideas, exchange, like, emotional connections that we had, exchange, like, epiphanies that we had before, mid, or after dates and stuff like that, which, like, happens all the time. We've been able to really bridge the gap on, like, anything that made any differences between us, like, bigger. And it's fucking nice. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Like, there's a new level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm. There definitely is. It's a beautiful level of intimacy, too, because, like, I don't think I would be thinking about the OnlyFans thing if it wasn't for her being like, nah, what do you mean? Like, gassing me up constantly. Like, I don't think I'd be thinking
about
it. He's
your biggest supporter, bro.
Yeah. So, it's I don't know. It's pretty tight. So, you know, there's that. And on my end, I've had a couple of dates where they've been pretty nice. Like, the dates have been very much like, let me get to know your brain. Let me exchange my brain content for your brain content. Let's see what kind of witty banter I can get away with. What kind of dark jokes can I do? Like, you know,
just feeling really, each other out. Yeah. What dating is. Yeah.
Is
that who she's on a date with or no?
No, she's on a date with somebody else. She's on a date with an artist that very sweet, kind-hearted, very witchy, down-to-earth kind of soul.
Nice. Sounds like her vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, they're a Cancer. So there's just some really like-minded emotional energy exchanges there.
That can be intense, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Relationship-wise. But, you know. But it depends on the other placements, so...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Whatever.
For sure. Because, like, while...
Come on, Wix, get the time. Get the time of the birthday.
Right? While a Cancer and Cancer relationship could potentially end up being all intense... I feel like a Capricorn thing would just be like dull and
kind of so?
Boring.
I've never met a boring Capricorn.
Okay, that's fair, but it's more so like.
If anything, I would think that combo, depending on other placements, kind of fire. Would not. First of all, y'all would be nasty. Nasty, but also. Y'all would take over the world.
But I mean, yeah.
Y'all are a different level of petty. So arguments, there's got to be a certain level of like, where y'all just get along. Like something else in the chart got to line up. Because let there be an argument that she gonna last till the end of days. Even when y'all get past it, forever gonna be bringing that shit up.
And
And the level of petty would just have y'all just fucking button heads and it's...
Facts. I see that too. I see that too, for sure. For sure.
Damn.
So, you know, I mean
Leo always... Oh, those were my, like, most beautiful situations. So...
Okay.
Just that's not... Fair. None of them lasted, so I've been
attracting a decent amount of cancers recently, so I don't know what that says about me or if I need to do something different.
You've also been tapping into your femme more, and they're drawn to that.
That's fair. That's true.
Because you're tapping into that sensitive emotional side, and they're like, I feel seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I just realized my Cancer best friend is engaged to a Capricorn. Interesting.
It just works. There's a weird balance and there.
It's the stability that comes with Capricorns. Yeah. Because they're fucking water. They're just wavy and all over the fucking place. And you offer that sense of stability, so... Yeah,
it's been pretty nice to have Wix realize that, and it's been like a coming of age gradient kind of situation where her dogs needed some health and some attention and some love to get them to a better state. Basically, Wix had to sit with some more emotions, sit with some more love, and sit with somebody who's going to challenge not only the sides of her that we need to keep, but we're going to challenge the ones that probably need to be sculpted a little bit. I'm not saying how much needs to be sculpted. That's entirely up to her. But the fact that having a family that instilled some happiness in me and some grounding versus being with somebody that didn't get that, you kind of have to reset some things so that they have a better sense of grounding to build from.
Mm-hmm.
Now that like that is something that she definitely trusts me more on, it's just easier to talk about everything.
You finally got past that barrier.
Yeah.
That shit's forever.
Including, it does, dude. And it's like extra if you go monogamous to non-monogamous. I just want you to know this for future reference. If like that ends up being something you start in and you're like, I think I want to go E&M. Let's talk to this person about it. Or if you're like, nah, I think I'm E&M from go. I'm going to just tell this person at the beginning of dating so that we just get this shit out the way. Like, going from monogamous to non-monogamous is particularly difficult because you don't get to have the easy, like, here's our starting spot. Here's what's going on. Let's go from here. It's like...
Well, I mean, you just went from, like, a standard norm to fuck that.
An orthodox thing.
Just flipped it. It wasn't even gradual. Like, let's... swing. It was full blown.
Interesting. Some people don't think that would be gradual.
I feel like that would be a little bit stepping stone because.
See, that's just interesting because that tells me your connection towards like a sexual partner. You may not necessarily have to have one in order to establish a sexual connection. That's what swingers are. They go to parties and they're like, hey, we're here. Who are we chilling out with today? Yeah. Who are we swapping keys with, you know?
But I feel like the community is more feel free to come in, right? And in that sense, you get to keep your partner in the moment and bring in either another couple or just one person. So it's like, it's the loop, right? So
you know what? That's a good one.
Actually, the interactions, the community interactions, because they don't expect anything from you and they're all about boundaries if you're going to the right place. That's the lube. And then you can bring others in, like, I'm kind of feeling this one. Like, let's bring them in. And you get to meet a wide variety of people because some people will be like, you know what? Let's say you and Wix go. And she's like, I don't feel comfortable dealing with the husband or the man. But I definitely like her. Well, you can kind of meet enough people where one is going to be like, you know what? I'm cool with just watching. Y'all can have a minute with my partner, and that helps ease it in. You went from monogamous to let's open this shit wide open to the point where I'm gonna do me without you, go do you without me. And for someone that's trying to build a relationship, I feel like that's a
It's harder.
It leads to that, am I not enough initially? And then it's like, mm-hmm. why without me? And it goes down this whole...
We had to have a ton of conversations and a ton of conversations just like giving a reassurance that like, no, you're definitely enough. I don't want you to go down this route.
I mean, when people swing, they go through the same issues because you think that someone's okay, but then that jealousy thing comes into you. And you're like, I didn't realize, but...
I feel like it could sneak up on you in a really crazy way if you're in the swinger lifestyle as opposed to the E&M lifestyle. Because, like, if you break it open, you're like, hey, the things that are the worst are behind us already. Because if we can conquer the jealousy of not being there, the unknowing of not being there, and just asserting trust in our partner, then it's like, okay, that is an easier pill to swallow instead of being in a swinger lifestyle.
So, like, if I can't see it, then it's not as bad?
Yeah, trust me. I have trauma.
I feel like for people who overthink, that is not going to be helpful because...
But there are people that have literally done that exact same thing that you were talking about. I'm that person mm-hmm. where I was like, oh yeah, this is fine. Let's just do this. I think it'll be okay. Then you hit a point where you are clearly, okay, 100%, 150% not okay. And then you have to get out of the situation, sit with yourself, and then kind of piece together why it happened and orchestrate like a better experience for these kind of feelings. So like
that's
feel like
fair, but I feel like it's a boundary thing and it's set in the couple. Because nobody who does not have a strong sense of trust and love in themselves and safety in themselves and then in your relationship should even be touching that. So you have to have the ability to like have firm boundaries and trust yourself and trust your partner and say, you know what, I thought I was okay with this. I'm not. I think we need to ease it in. Because I feel like there's so many options when you go swinging that it's like you can tailor it until you're ready for more. Also, you don't necessarily have to do it as a couple either. But I think it's easier to ease into it because then you have your person there and you can talk about it and be like, I thought I wanted this, don't want this. Or I like this. How do you feel about us doing it separately though?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So I think I don't think anybody should be in that situation if they're not setting themselves and then the foundation is there as a couple. But I always feel like the jealousy is going to sneak up on you because it's in the back of your head and you didn't have to experience it. So you didn't know it was there. But I feel like when it comes to jealousy, it's more of either I'm not enough or hold up, that's mine. And both of those things wouldn't come up if you were securing yourself.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they're going to come up sometimes anyway, like regardless, because I'm pretty secure in myself too, but I get a thought or two like that every once in a while that I have to literally sit with and be like, okay, why do you feel like that? Interesting. Let's see what this actually means.
That's normal and human. Other things. Yeah.
But
you have to have that foundation with your partner to be like, hey, this is what I was feeling. I sat with it. This is what I'm coming to. Can you clarify the situation? You know, you have to be able to have the tough talks.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people go into it thinking of all the fun and not thinking of the actual work that comes behind it.
Real shit. That's fair.
I'm less jealous than I used to be because at this point I'm just used to people leaving. So I'm just,
I feel that. And like, I don't know if...
And I don't own you and I don't want to be owned. So like, I'm not going to treat you that way. If you find happiness in someone else, I would rather you be happy. I love you so much. I want you to be happy. Go.
I'm super excited for you to end up in a partnership or like a relationship with somebody that's like got the same values as you. And that's like not trying to own you. And that's really trying to see you thrive and see what else is out there and then bring that back. I cannot wait. I just want you to know, we're going to have another podcast episode when that happens.
We're going to have one just to talk about that.
Yeah, we gonna reference this episode, pull it back.
We gonna pull it in a clip.
Yeah, are you fucking nigga?
Because it's about to be a long time.
Oh, I just want you to know I'm invested in our friendship. So I'm gonna literally have a timestamp in my head and be like, she
finally got somebody.
Yeah, yep. Then I'm gonna be like, all right, cool. Then I'm gonna wait about 3 weeks and be like, hey, what did your partner said you could go hang out with somebody and you went on a date? Okay, cool. I'm gonna wait for your date and then I'm gonna ask you some more questions. About 2 weeks later, I'm gonna be like, it's time.
I ain't asked you nothing.
It's cool. That's fine. I'm gonna be like, I just wanna ask you a couple questions about your date and your last couple of E&M experiences and just see what you've been through and shit like that. And you're gonna be like, oh, you're gonna do that high-pitched laugh that you do when you got some juicy shit to fucking talk about that you always do. And I'm gonna be like, see, I told you. Then I'm gonna hit record when you least expect.
I'm always expecting you to hit record at a random time just because.
All right, you know what? That's fair. You're the one person that knows immediately when I do it, which like.
Oh, because I keep my focus on the center.
Because you do.
So that I can see my peripheral and see that
everybody
little red
else
thing
loses.
Pop up.
Everybody else loses it. I've had people lose their entire peripheral, not paying attention to anything. And for 3 minutes, I'm just sitting here like, uh-huh.
My anxiety, bro.
Uh-huh.
You tapped into my fucking anxiety. Uh-huh. And I was like, uh-huh. Oh, we gonna be alert. Oh, yeah.
I feel that. All right, thank y'all for checking out today's podcast, y'all. Obviously Wix was not with us for this particular episode. She is away for this week, but she will definitely be back for next week's episode when we talk about boundaries and we go back to the style that we've been doing the last couple of weeks where we reference a video that's put at the beginning of the episode. So definitely look out for that. Last week's episode, we talked about trans issues. We talked about masculine confidence issues, the lack of community that masculine people tend to have, and the kind of peaks and valleys of what it kind of feels like to be on the cover of Men's Health and not be able to feel the positivity of being on the cover of a magazine. It was a super dope episode. Go check that out. Thank you for checking out our podcast and being vulnerable with us today. There was a specific point in the pod today that inspired you or made you laugh or made you think. Please put that in the comments down below so we can develop back and forth with our listeners. If you're listening to this episode on an audio platform, please head over to iTunes, find our podcast, Vulnerabilities with Devin Fox. Go to this episode, leave us a review. 5 stars and positive comments will go a long way in helping us and our podcast succeed. Lastly, if you're checking this out on YouTube, please hit that like and subscribe button so you'll be notified anytime we drop more videos on this channel. Thank you for being vulnerable with us, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Peace.